In the fall of 1920, 8 World War I veterans stationed at the Monahan Post of the American Legion in Sioux City, Iowa, got together and formed a band. They were under the direction of a barber, a man named Barney Flanagan, who had been a bandmaster in the United States Army. And some of the men were musicians, but others were novice players. Nevertheless, they started rehearsing, got right down to it, and formed a really good band. By December, the local newspaper, the Monahan Post News, declared, quote, "So we got down to good, honest-to-God work, and we got a band, and boy, she's some band. They've got the goods." The band started touring around the United States, competing in contests in New Orleans, New York, and even went over to France and performed there. In the fall of 1926, they ventured to Camden, New Jersey, and recorded this in Victor's church studio. Here's a rousing way to start this edition of the Shellac Stack. That's the American Legion official band of the Monahan Post in Sioux City, Iowa, under the direction of James A. Melikar. Victor record number 20284, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, in Victor's church studio on October 15, 1926. That's Barnum and Bailey's Favorite March, a tune that became well associated with that band. They had won a competition in New Orleans playing that back in 1922. And then almost exactly 4 years later, made that recording of it for Victor. Just months before the band departed for France, where they marched down the Champs-Élysées through the Arc de Triomphe on a mission that was funded by the Iowa State Legislature, who appropriated over $22,000 for the trip. Quite a thing, and quite a nice way to start off this program. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I always think it's a good show. I always try to pull out records that I enjoy and that I hope you'll enjoy. But today, I think there's just something special about the records I've got lined up. We're going to cover a wide swath of time, all the way from about 1906 up to 1953. So going to be spanning almost 50 years today. We've got jazz, we've got vocalists, we've got dance bands, we've got some Hawaiian music, some stuff that is hard to categorize. Some blues. Good stuff today here on the Shellac Stack, and I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in and giving it a listen. I hope you like what you hear. We're going to start with a couple of Red Label Columbia records, and before you groan, I think these are pretty good ones. First, we'll hear Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, recorded in New York City on January 8th, 1940. Johnny McAfee sings the vocal. It's a Cole Porter tune, and I like this one a lot, and for some reason it seems to have escaped reissue through the years. Over the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years, there have been a half dozen or more CDs dedicated to Eddie Duchin's band, but I don't see this listed on any of them. He did record a lot, though. He made hundreds and hundreds of sides between about 1932 and 1942. I think this is one of the better ones. See what you think of I Happen to Be in Love.
I suddenly turn a somersault. I happen to be but hopelessly in love, and ever since love in its glittering glory set my heart aflame, I'm just a bit weak in the upper story. Isn't it a shame? So please don't make a scene if I suddenly, you know what I mean, I happen to be terrifically in
with roses, don't want no ribbon poses. cover up my head. I said, I want a hat with cherries, big red squashy berries, like the time with a chocolate cake. Well, I get such a tummy ache if I eat that hat with cherries, Mama said.
I just love that record. It's called I Want a Hat with Cherries. That's Jack Teagarden and his orchestra. Maybe not the world's best song, but they play it so well, and that's such a lovely trombone solo from Jack Teagarden. And of course, the vocalist, the late, wonderful Kitty Callan, sang on that record. It was her very first recording date, from August 23rd, 1939. Glenn Miller and his orchestra had the hit version of that song, but I like the Jack Teagarden record a little bit better. That's Columbia 35224. Before that, we heard from Eddie Duchin and his orchestra a Cole Porter song called I Happen to Be in Love, sung for us by Johnny McAfee from January of 1940. That was Columbia 35369. A pretty up-tempo, almost swinging number from Eddie Duchin. Well, we turn from that to some sort of Dixieland-style jazz recorded in Detroit, Michigan, August 17th, 1950, a tune associated with Jelly Roll Morton. It's Mr. Jelly Lord. This will be played for us by the Dixie Five, a group fronted by pianist Frank Gillis, who later achieved quite a lot of success as an ethnomusicologist, as an academic. He was eventually even president of the Society for Ethnomusicology. But he was, as you will hear, quite a remarkable jazz pianist himself. And this is United Record number 1001, a label that seemed to be pretty much existing for the sole purpose of issuing records by the Dixie Five, so probably a vanity press. Anyway, let's take a listen now to Mr. Jelly Lord. Thank you. And there you have Mr. Jelly Lord, played by the Dixie Five, a little regional band from around Detroit, Michigan, recorded in August of 1950. And besides the pianist Frank Gillis, we heard another notable musician in there, string bassist Steve Brown, a guy who had achieved fame back in the 1920s, playing first with Gene Goldkett's orchestra, where you can hear him on such records as Dinah, and I believe My Pretty Girl as well. He later moved over to Paul Whiteman's orchestra and appears on some of those recordings in 1927 and 28 with Bix Beiderbecke. So a guy with a great past and still at it in 1950, the Dixie Five. Well, this coming week here in Pittsburgh, we'll be treated to a showing of the silent film that has come to be called Lime Kiln Field Day. That's quite a mouthful. Starring Burt Williams, which was being filmed in 1913 and 1914 and was scrapped before release. It was never finished, but about two or three years ago, the negatives, the original films, were found in New York and restored by the Museum of Modern Art. They were screened for the first time before the public in late 2014, and I guess they're now doing something of a roadshow with that restored film. Donald Sosin will be accompanying it on the piano, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. So in honor of this newly discovered Burt Williams film, we'll listen to Burt Williams' most famous record, Nobody. This was recorded May of 1906 in New York City, Columbia A302. Here he is, Burt Williams, in person.
I am full of nothing and pain. Soothe my thumping, bumping brain. Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who sells here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. Born, why don't you, huh? Nobody. No, I ain't never done nothing to nobody. No, I ain't never got nothing from nobody. No time. So until I get something from somebody sometime, I'll never do nothing for nobody no time. When I was in that railroad wreck, thought I'd cashed in my last check, who took the engine off my neck? Nobody. One time when things was looking bright, I started to whittle on a stick one night. Who cried out, "Stop now, that's dynamite"? Not a soul. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody no time. Oh, until I get something from somebody sometime. I'll never do nothing for nobody no time.
Oh, my gal, grab hold that train, and try to hold it back. Oh, she grabbed hold that train and tried to hold it back. She come putting that pull in that engine off the track. Train was running, and I felt just like a fool. Oh, the train was running, and I felt just like a fool. Hey, hey. Stuck my head out the window and almost kissed a mule.
Years before the King of Pop was even born, there was another musical, Michael Jackson. That's who we just heard, Mike Jackson, Victor 20482, recorded in New York City, October 20th, 1926. Mike Jackson was the singer, the pianist, and the composer for that record called The Kissing Mule Blues. Not too much is known of this particular Mike Jackson. His recording career was brief, spanning only 2 years. Actually, not even quite that. He recorded only in 1926 and 27 for the Victor label, though there are compositions to his credit from a few years before that. He appeared on records by Thomas Morris's Hot Babies, the New Orleans Blue Five. He accompanied Alberta Hunter and Margaret Johnson on some of their recordings. And this was his only solo date. He only recorded 2 solo sides, this one, Kissing Mule Blues, and the flip side called Alabama Mama. A pleasing record. I enjoy it. I was glad to find that a few months ago. Before that, we heard Burt Williams from 1906, his most famous song, Nobody. And I am looking forward to seeing that Limekiln Field Day restored silent film later this week. And hopefully you'll have an opportunity to see it at some point down the road. The few teaser trailers I have seen for it look very promising. There seems to be some interesting dance sequences in the film that I'm looking forward to. I think you can find those already on YouTube, and I think there are plans perhaps to issue it on DVD later this year in case it doesn't happen to make it to your part of the world. Well, I've been having an interesting weekend. I won't bore you too much with the details. I hope you've been having a good weekend as well, or a good week, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I decided the time was right, since I had some time at home alone, to pull out the VHS machine, hook it up while it still works, and transfer off some VHS tapes of my radio show back when, oh, I won't say how old I was, but this was the late 1990s, and I had a local radio show playing big band music, vintage jazz, and some old-time radio shows. And I would often set the VHS machine before I left the house to go to the station to do the program to record it. And I haven't listened to these tapes since then, and it's been quite an eye-opening, or rather ear-opening experience to hear myself 20 years ago. I thought I was pretty hot stuff then, but oh boy, there have been quite a few chuckles as I listened to it and realized I wasn't all I thought I was. But be that as it may, I won't bore you with the details. It's been a fun weekend, let me just put it that way. But back to the task at hand, let's listen to some more 78s, and I have two up next from 1927. Wow, both of these from 1927. And both of these are tunes that are named after the band leaders. First, we'll hear Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra do the Moten Stomp, and then we'll hear Paul Whiteman and his orchestra do the Whiteman Stomp. Now, I thought I was pretty clever stacking these two up back to back. I'm sure other radio hosts have done this in the past. It's so hard not to think about these two records together. First, Victor 20955, that's the Benny Moten, then Paul Whiteman on Victor 21119. Both of these from the summer of 1927. The Benny Moten takes it to Chicago, Illinois, and Paul Whiteman was recorded in the Church Studio in Camden, New Jersey. First up, Benny Moten, here's the Moten Stomp. Thank you. Two of my very favorite band leaders of the mid-1920s. First, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recorded in Chicago in June of 1927. We heard the Moten Stomp. After that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra recording in Camden, New Jersey in August of that same year, 1927, we heard the Whiteman Stomp, a tune that was written by Joe Trent and Thomas Fats Waller. Up next, you know, Valentine's Day just around the corner. I thought of all the holidays out there, Christmas and Valentine's Day are probably the two easiest ones to program for because there are a lot of Christmas songs out there and there are a, well, probably 70 or 75% of all pop songs of the last 100 years have been love songs of some sort. So it's fairly easy to pull out love songs and call it a Valentine's Day theme. Rather than do that, I thought we would focus on perhaps a more physical representation of the holiday. And no, I'm not going where you think I'm going with this. I'm thinking of flowers. So first, we'll hear Roses of Picardy, played by... Ooh, I dodged that bullet. Roses of Picardy, played by George Gerard and his New Orleans Five. George Gerard, the wonderful but ill-fated New Orleans trumpeter who was reaching just wonderful heights of musicality and commercial success in the mid-1950s before he succumbed to, I believe it was a rare form of cancer in the late 1950s before he was yet 30 years old. Actually, I think he was only in his mid-20s. But this is on the Southland label, number 9003, a tune by Haydon Wood, Roses of Picardy, from November of 1953, recorded in New Orleans. After that, it's B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra, or his Palace of Gold Orchestra, an Edison record, number 51772, recorded in June of 1926. Don't know who the vocalist is, but we'll hear Roses Remind Me of You. So, in honor of Valentine's Day, here's your dozen roses, minus two, 10, rather, two roses. First, here's Roses of Picardy. Thank you. some roses for your Valentine's Day, starting with Roses of Picardy, George Gerard and his New Orleans Five from 1953. And then from 1926, we heard B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra. B.A. Rolfe, quite the trumpet virtuoso. Roses Remind Me of You, an Edison record. We've got time for a few more records on today's Shellac Stack program. And before we leave the flowers behind, here's a few more, but more generically this time. We'll hear first, You Are Like a Beautiful Flower, Lanny McIntyre and his Aloha Islanders. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? Varsity record number 550. Probably from sometime in the early to mid-1940s, though I couldn't find a date for this. After that, we'll hear Charles Dornberger and his orchestra, Victor 19662, from April of 1925, among the very earliest Victor Electric recordings, recorded in Camden, New Jersey. We'll hear You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet. So, two flower songs now, beginning with Lanny McIntyre. Let's pretend we're in Hawaii with You Are Like a Beautiful Flower.
Thank you. the flower from an old bouquet. I've waited patiently for you each day. You're just a dream come true, I know, dear. My dream, wonderful dream of you. I'll build a home nest full of love for you, far from the world away.
They didn't put the name of the vocalist on the label of that Victor record, probably because nobody would know what to do with it, how to pronounce it. I'm not sure. It looks like Carl Zerns, or something along those lines. Zoehrns. Not a name I've encountered before, but the discography says he's the guy singing You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet, recorded April 25th, 1925 in Camden, New Jersey. Before that, from sometime in the 1940s, most likely, Lanny McIntyre and his Aloha Islanders, You Are Like a Beautiful Flower. And I send those along to you with best wishes for Valentine's Day. I hope it's a wonderful one for you. And, yeah. Well, with that, we're just about at the end of today's stack of 78s. Boy, it's been a fun program. I hope you've enjoyed it and found something here that you like. If you want to write to me and just say hello or put a request in, you can email me, shellacstack@gmail.com. And in case you haven't picked up on this yet, we spell shellac S-H-E-L-L-A-C. So shellacstack, all one word, @gmail.com. Or visit my website. You can just do a search for Shellac Stack Podcast, and it should take you to the page for my program, and I have a contact form there. You can send me a message if you like there as well. We have time for one more record, and this is by the Mitchell Brothers, John Mitchell and William Mitchell, recorded in New York City, October 12, 1926. Another Victor record. Boy, there have been a lot of Victor records on today's program. That wasn't intentional, but it just happened out that way. A tune by Lou Brown and Gene Williams. I've always liked this one. Give me a ukulele and a ukulele baby and leave the rest to me. Maybe you can take a few lessons from this. Get out your ukuleles in time for Valentine's Day. I don't know. Victor 20324 sending us out. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack.
Don't know how to ask them for a hug and squeeze. Couldn't even be a sheep with some sweet breeze. Don't know how to romance with a Spanish pet. Don't know how to get them with a castanet. I'll admit I'm kind of slow, but oh, give me a ukulele and a ukulele baby. And with my little you can leave the rest to me. Give me an hour daily with my little ukulele. And I would like to bet you she'll forget her family somehow. she'll be glad she met me.
Oh,
just you wait and see. Give me a ukulele and a ukulele, baby. And with a little you can leave the rest to me. Leave the rest to me.